Good morning, Exotic Fair. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Yeah, hi, Brock. It's Janelle Williams. I don't know if you're the vet that my granddaughter rang last night about her bird. We have a Konya.
Sure.
He was inside in her room and she had her wax burner on and he's landed on the wax burner. He's got wax on his feet, on his chest, and looks like on his beak.
Yeah, sure.
Now, her panic put him straight under the water. The wax has hardened. She rang a vet last night and they told her to use vegetable oil, but it doesn't seem to be removing and now the chest feathers are really rock hard from the wax.
Sure.
So
yeah,
he doesn't seem to be... Sorry?
Yeah, you can use like dishwashing soap and stuff too, but yeah, I guess it's not something we typically remove, so probably a bit harder, isn't it? But
Yeah, well, she was rubbing the vegetable oil over it, but because the wax is already hardened, the wax, the oil just seems to be not doing anything. So it should it be warmed, like lukewarm oil, or should it be a warm cloth with oil?
Yeah, I guess, honestly, I've never had to remove it myself, but I imagine it's probably pretty impossible, you know, when it's like that hard. I don't know if it even wax even dissolves very well like that, but you could try like warm sort of like the like dishwashing liquid as well. Sometimes we've used
so you
like
can
oils. Yeah, like oil spills and things like that,
and but that won't be harmful to his feathers.
His
natural oil, I suppose I'm saying.
But probably the best thing we could do is actually see him in, and we can just knock him out and pluck all his feathers out and then just address his wounds. That'd probably be easiest. You know?
Yeah, because the only thing, I don't think he has any major wounds. What seems to be bothering him is his beak and the smell, because they're really highly perfumed. Like, we can smell it on him still. But
yeah,
I was concerned that his holes at the top of his beak might have wax in there as well.
Yeah, and I think we should definitely see him then, eh? And that's it. Like, usually they're a bit sensitive to aerosols, and often I've seen it, like, my fair share of burns from pots and pans and wax and stuff like that too. So it might actually have burns underneath too that need addressing, but yeah.
Okay, so whereabouts are you located?
Sure, so we're at 22 Ashmole Road at Redcliffe. And yeah, we run by appointment too, sorry. So if I can begin for an appointment today.
Can I ask a question first?
Sure.
Do you do Afterpay?
Yeah, Afterpay, Zippay, VetPay, all those different
okay.
things.
And if you can give me the address?
Yeah, number 22.
22?
Yep, Ashmole Road, Ashmole Road. Redcliffe.
Okay, Redcliffe.
So, yeah, we're just off Anzac Avenue at one point before the
hospital. Yep.
But yeah, have you been here before with the bird or another exotic pet?
No, she hasn't. He's only about maybe 6-7 months old.
Yeah, so young. Cool. Cool. Well, yeah, our consultation fee is $170. That's for the consultation.
Yep.
And then we'll have a look at the wounds and the wax and stuff and then make a plan for you where we just knock him out and take them off and do bandages or whatever. But we'll talk to you about what we think we should do, but I think that's just going to be a lot easier and just sort the problem out straight away.
Okay, so what appointment time are we looking at?
Sure, I can do probably, I've got most times available today. We could probably do like half past one would be okay, 2-3 o'clock as well.
3 o'clock would kill me with the traffic. Mm-hmm. So nothing before 1:30?
Probably like 10:30, but that's coming up in 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So between 10:30 and 1:30, there's nothing?
No, sorry, yeah, only a 10:30 and then probably a 1:20. That's probably the earliest I could do.
Okay, well, we'll take the 1:20.
Cool. Hold that one. And so what I have to do is I just have to add you as a client and then add you as a patient to our system. Let's get a few details from you. So just your first name?
Janelle Williams.
Janelle. Is it Zenelle?
No E on the end.
No E? Cool. Williams.
And if you could put in the note there, because I'm actually not his mother, if you put it that way.
Yep.
Sally, S-A-L-I, Williams is his owner.
Okay. Well, maybe will Sally be there today, or will you be here?
No, she's at work. She works out at BUA childcare there, and she's on a late shift, so no, she won't be able to make it.
Okay. Well, I'll just put under her name, but I'll just say that you'll be here, Zanil.
Yeah, so because I'm the one. I'll do it on my afterpay.
Sure. And so are you Sally's mum?
Well, yes, I raised her, but I'm her mum.
Alrighty, so 0404911541 is your
yes.
Number?
Yep, and I can also give you Casalia's. Would that work? Or you don't need it right now?
Yeah, I'll put that on there as well.
Okay, I'll give you her phone number, which is, where's Casalia? Her name's Casalia, but everyone calls her Sally. So 045 990 4722.
Cool. And best email address for you guys?
I don't have to give you yours. I'll give you mine, and then she can always change it if she has to bring Benny back. So Zanel, Zenell at live.
At live.com. Yep.
Live, yep. Dot co.
Yep.
Dot UK.
Zenell at live.co.uk.
Yes.
And just your street address?
Unit 1, 98 Meadowview Drive, Morayfield.
Meadowview.
Yep.
Not coming up in the system. One sec, sorry. I'll just. Okay, it's one word. Yep.
Yep, it is. Sorry.
It's all good. There we go. Cool. All right, you're on the system. So just quickly, you said it was a. Was it a son Konya called Benny?
Benny is a Konya.
Konya? Cool. Do you know if he's a male or female?
I do believe he's male. That's why she's called him Benny. Benjamin.
And then how old's Benny?
I can't be 100%. She got him this year. He was only 3 months old when she got him. So I'm, let's say, about 9 months. No, it wouldn't be 9 months because it's this year. Let's say about 6 months, 7 months old.
Cool. It's all good. Cool. I think like close enough is good enough.
Yeah, I can't remember when she brought him home. It was our long-term dog that passed away, and we wanted no more pets, and she felt we did.
Yeah.
But I think she did.
Cool. No, that's nice. Well, you know, lovely little companions and things, so.
Oh, he's absolutely beautiful, but when she moves out of home, he's going with her.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's so noisy.
That's all right. Cool. Well, yeah,
we taught him some of the wrong things, like he cries, "Mummy, let me out."
Cool. Well, hopefully, I'll send you an email as well. It just has a little link to a Google form that you just fill in about his diet and stuff, just so I can read it. It takes me 2 minutes to read. It's like 10 questions.
Okay, is that the thing you just sent me?
Oh, I've just sent it now as an email, correct. So it should come through in a minute or two. But if you can just fill it out before you come in, then we can just spend that 40 minutes really focusing on Benny's problem. Just give us some more time.
Okay, there it is there. Now I'll work all that out. I've got a couple of hours, so I'll do that.
Yeah, there's no rush. It doesn't take very long, but if you can put as much info as you know, it's all good.
And then what do I do? Just send it back to you?
It should just be like, there might be a button at the end that just says complete, and then it just uploads to our sort of Google Drive, and then I can see all the answers on my side, so.
Okay, good, because I'm 63 and, you know, not too bad with tech, but not the best.
That's all good. Well, just do what you can do, and we can fill in the gaps when you come in. It'll be fine.
Yep, okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll see you at 20 past one.
Okay, thanks very much.
No worries. Bye.
Okay, bye.